The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. My name is Barbara. It's Tuesday. This is Speak Up, and it is my privilege to have conversations with all kinds of different people, different topics, local, state, and even national. I've had people call me from New York and Indiana and different places, and all of that coming right here to you and for you. Today, we get to share a conversation about two local conversations. They're different, but they're right here locally that you need to know about. First up is Joyce Jowdy with the East Bonner County Library with Curious Conversations. And then Nicole Cummins and Andrea Mathias will share all about classical conversations for students. You know, I enjoy bringing you good information you can rely on and use. Okay, so all that coming your way right after our first break. Stay with us.
Why shop Winter Ridge? Since July 5th, 1997, we've grown and changed alongside you. We know your name, and we make you, and you make us, feel right at home. We know you invest in yours and your family's health. Just look for the community choice tags, sign up for our loyalty membership, and receive reward points that you can use to buy groceries. You will receive member-only coupons throughout the year. Good food should be accessible, affordable, and fresh. Get more for your dollar at Winter Ridge.
Elevate your brand or vehicle with a stunning high-quality wrap. At Maximum Exposure Premium Wraps, we take pride in every project. Because your image is our reputation. From window tinting and custom wraps to banners, signs, and paint protection film, we offer it all. Our award-winning staff never compromises on quality, ensuring your vision becomes a reality. Stay connected and check out our latest projects on social media. We're everywhere. Maximum Exposure Premium Wraps, where your image matters.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Watch for it in your mailbox this week. Coke brand 12-packs are buy two, get two. Red Vine 3.5-pound jars are just $9.99. Plus, save big in our bonus zone. Dots pretzels are just $4.99. Old Trapper beef jerky is $9.99. And save on Kit and Caboodle's 30-pound bags of dry cat food. Saving our members more and keeping your dollars in your community. Bi-Mart, since 1955.
Weather Report, a service of Northern Quest, and the Benz Voyage giveaway, and your chance to win a new Mercedes GLC 300. Drawing March 31st. Details at northernquest.com.
Hey, Inland Northwest, your adventure dealer, Neil here from Selkirk RV. And this month, I've got the biggest horn.
Wait,
Oh, didn't read that one right. This month, I'm attending the Spokane Bighorn RV Show at the fairground. That's why all month long, I'm helping happy campers save big. Whether you visit me at the Bighorn RV Show or at Selkirk RV, you will save thousands on fifth wheels, travel trailers, or toy haulers of your dream. Plus, if you visit my booth at the Bighorn RV Show starting March 20th, you'll be entered to win a free $500 Visa gift card. See, at Selkirk RV, we specialize in affordability. So come see me at the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show at the fairgrounds, or visit us today at Selkirk RV. But hurry, just like the show, these deals won't last long. I'm Neil, your one and only RV adventure dealer for the people. See all of our RVs at SelkirkRV.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price determines actual discount. Offer absolutely ends March 31st, 2025.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
News Talk 97.1.
As promised, Joyce Jowdy with East Bonner County Library is my first guest. Joyce, it's always good to connect again with you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Barbara, so much. It's great to see you and have the opportunity to share with your listeners.
Thank you. Well, I am all curious about curious conversations, even though I do know, I have to confess, full disclosure, I know a lot about it because I was involved with you a year ago when it was just getting initiated. So tell our audience, what is what is the Curious Conversation program at the library?
So this project is really intended to bring people together around their stories. And you're going to have the opportunity to hear some stories of people in the community this Friday, March 14th at the Sandpoint Library. And it'll start at 6 p.m. to 9. And it'll have two main components for this evening. The one that you're most familiar with, Barbara, because you were one of the community members who initiated this idea for us. So it must be great for you to see it come
it
to
is.
Fruition.
It's exciting. Definitely.
So basically, it's an event. Instead of checking out a book like you would normally when you go to the library, you're going to check out a person. And you'll have a one-on-one conversation with them. It'll be about 15 minutes.
One-on-one with other people right around.
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
It'll be strictly...
Oh, that's the difference. Okay.
This is a private loan, you know, just like you get your book and you can take it home and read it. Well, instead of taking it home, you're going to go to a little private spot in the library after hours.
I like
it. And that person who volunteered from the community will share an aspect of their story, a chapter of their life or experience they've had, what it's like to be them, what have you, and they'll give you an opportunity to dialogue with them if you checked them out, if you borrowed them, I should say.
Yes.
And then questions. And so that we have about 11 different books, all with their own titles and subtitles, and that we'll be talking to. So that's one aspect of the overall event.
So if I check out a book, I check out a person, not in checking them out, but in check them out for a conversation. How long will that conversation more or less last? What should I plan on?
It's about a 15-minute conversation with that individual book.
Okay, so with 11 stories, so I think that I'd like you to explain, because this is one of the things I love about the way East Bonner County Library has kind of really been unique in the way you've set this up, is if I just want to come in and hear one story, I can do that. Come in 15 minutes and I can walk out. Or I can stay for some more stories, right?
Well, potentially, depending on how many people we have. Mm-hmm. But there's something else you can do besides just checking out the book, and that's the other aspect that we feel is really important to this event. So that'll be going on inside around the young adult section of the library. But in the lobby, we're going to be having essentially a mocktail party with hors d'oeuvres and finger foods. And while that's not the main focus, it'll be good. But the main focus there in the lobby will be have curated conversations. So the attendees will get to have conversations amongst themselves, and they will have some conversational prompts so that they are also participating. So I'm hoping that people, you know, if they check out their first book and maybe don't want another, or maybe there's not enough time for others, because if we have a really good turnout, I'm hoping they'll come and enjoy the conversation, get to know their neighbors, and engage in meaningful dialogue, you know, not the, oh, I didn't do my homework last night, or, oh, I got to go shopping tomorrow. Not that kind of dialogue, but meaningful where we learn more about each other. Everybody's got a story, Barbara.
Okay, absolutely. I mean, I have been at this table for so many years. Everybody has a story, whether it's part of their work or part of their life or part of their faith or their health. I mean, we've just gone... It's like a magazine here at the Speak Up table. We cover so many different topics and people. I really want people so they can come in, and let's say there's a book you want, but because there are other people that have already checked out that book, you might not get to. So, but you have other options. There will be other people that you can check out, and or if you're waiting for someone that to finish with their one conversation with this person and then it's your turn, right? You can go into the lobby and have finger food and mocktails, drinks, you know, non-alcoholic drinks, and chit-chat with other people that are there. So what I want them to understand and what I want to understand, because this is new to me, you said it's a curated conversation, that you're going to have prompts for this. How is that going to work and what will that be like?
Well, we'll see, but we're on the tables. There'll be little cards that have certain things to get you talking. You know, I don't know if you've ever had a few of the members of our group have these little card decks,
at home they do with their families around the kitchen table to get them talking versus just like, how was your day? You know, and so they've pulled some tips from those. I haven't gotten to see them yet, what they are. They handled it, and they'll be around, so that'll be one way. But also we have a very – one of our volunteers in the working group that brought this to us is going to kind of facilitate it, let's say. And we might even have a couple of pop-up stories, short ones, out in the lobby. Because like I said, we really want it to be part of the event, not just like, oh, while you're waiting. It really is an activity to engage in. And we're hoping people will be able to be there the whole evening. Because then at the end, after all the book loans are returned, then the living books will come out into the lobby and join the mocktail party. And so they'll get to meet each other. And maybe if you didn't have an opportunity to meet them during the program, you could then. And so we're really hoping it's an evening event of curious conversations, not just the, you know, the living books, which are critical and wonderful, but also with each other.
Especially since you went one-on-one, because I know when we were initially talking about it, it was more like having, I mean, a limited number, so it wouldn't be a conversation per se. It would be kind of listening to the story the way you read a book, and you're not really talking to the author. So I like this a lot. I think this is good. Just to remind our audience, it's this Friday, the 14th, from 6 o'clock in the evening to 9 o'clock with 11 books, 11 stories, 11 people. So give our audience an idea of what are some of the stories or topics that would be available to them.
Well, we have a wide variety. We have surviving to thriving, leaving trauma behind. We've got living with a disability, my journey. We've got playful parenting, reconnecting with my inner kid, the reluctant psychic, the girl can't help it, chainsaws to change making, why one woman blew up her life to fight for every woman's voice, articulated hope, escaping a cult, navigating the oceans before GPS, and so forth. And people can get more details about this event, as well as all the titles from the Living Book Collection by going to the website at www.ebonnerlibrary.org. And if anybody has any questions, by the way, they can always call the library at 208-263-6930. And I'm at extension 1103.
Joyce, do people need to register for this? Is there like a limit? You're going to come up with a number like we get 100 people signed up, that's it? Or how does that work?
Well, we want people to be able to be spontaneous and just decide that night that they can come. So registration is not required. At the same time, we would like people to be prepared to sign up right away when they come in at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a little playbill, you know, just like when you go to the theater, that'll give more descriptions about, you know, a little synopsis about each book. And we're hoping people will quickly peruse that and then go up to our sign up board and sign up for a book.
So when does the first conversation, if I'm arriving at 6 and I'm looking and thinking and I'm signing up, and then so 6:15?
We're not sure exactly. Okay, we want to go with the flow. Depends on, you know, how timely Sandpoint attendees are. You know.
Yeah, I already know what the answer to that is. So, but that's okay. That works.
Yeah, and so 6 o'clock, we're really hoping people are there and ready to read, sign up. I'll be doing announcements like usual, you know, and all that sort of thing. And as soon as we can, we'll get the first set of borrowers inside to the library.
So where are they going for this conversation? Do we get to go upstairs and sit in those comfy chairs, or where are all these conversations going
to
happen?
You get to pretend you're a young adult and go into that part of the library.
Okay.
And over there, we are going to have little conversational sets.
I am a young adult.
That's right.
I'm young at heart.
Luckily, we've got furniture that kind of can reconfigure. So we're going to have little setups for people can, you know, have some privacy, but they're still in a group, you know, but that way they can hear and listen clearly to the story, because they will be telling the story, their own story, for the first part of the interaction.
You're listening.
And you are listening.
It.
Yeah. And such forth. And we want, you know,
these people are all volunteers.
Yes.
So it's just a wonderful opportunity. You wouldn't imagine some of these stories. I mean, I just gave you titles, but it's really fascinating. You know, we've got the one who went sailing before GPS with their whole family pretty much for like 3 years. And I mean, so just amazing people, things people have accomplished and have done in their lives, or, you know, characteristics, you know, motivational magician, all different fascinating things. And, you know, Jenna, she's going to be facilitating the conversations in the lobby. So they're bound to be very interesting and fascinating as well.
I am sure. You know, I think that one of the things, Joyce, that I like, because I was involved, but then I was unable to stay, is the Living Book concept started in Denmark, as you know, and they kind of had a franchise. It's got a way that they ran it, and then they would sell that or, you know, franchise that to others. But Living Books, or some concept or some way of doing Living Books, is really all over the world now, and in a lot of libraries right here in America and a couple of libraries here in Idaho. But what I love about what you've done with the team is you have created East Bonner County Library Living Books. It's very different than what we were talking about, what the Denmark pattern, the original pattern was, what, 20 years ago or something like that, wasn't it? 10 years ago?
I'm not sure exactly when it started. It's still going on, and it's called the Human Library. Some people are familiar with that term.
The Human Library, right, or Living Books. But you guys have come up with something very unique and very wonderful, and so I just applaud you for that, and thank you for that.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Barbara, for bringing it to my attention. You know, it's kind of a very interesting story of how I was relatively new in my position as a community engagement and adult programming coordinator at the library. And within a month's time, I got 4 separate emails independently where the people didn't know each other, saying they wanted this concept brought to our community.
I remember talking to you on the phone.
And so, you know, you were one of those initial people. And this is why I'm really considering this a community-initiated project, because then you and them came together and we started meeting regularly. And even before you had to go on to other things, you know, you contributed wonderfully to us, and I appreciate that. You got that energy to get us moving and going. And I appreciate the other ladies who have been working in the trenches to make this happen. And we wanted to make it more inclusive and far-reaching than maybe a narrower interpretation that other entities are doing, because we wanted to customize it for our community.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Okay, we've got just a couple of minutes that we can go to. There's another program at the library called Natural Connections. Conversations. It's Natural Connections. Tell our audience quickly what's coming up for that.
Okay. It's Saturday, March 29th. Natural Connections will start at 10 a.m. And we have a gentleman who he's going to be speaking about his experiences walking the Camino de Santiago in Spain.
I know that person. I'll bet money I know him. Who
probably.
Is it? Probably. Yeah, well, I mean, do you want to say on the air? Because
it is Stephen Towles, and I might be pronouncing that wrong.
Yeah.
And he's written a couple of books. And so he'll be sharing his experiences and also letting people know, if they were interested, how to maybe do it.
I have always wanted to do that, and it's a long story. I was scheduled to do it, but then some good things interrupted and intervened. So I had a choice, a wedding in Paris or a walk across Spain. So I'm like,
well, you know, you got to make choices in life.
These are abundant choices.
Right.
But anyway,
so you can come to this and see the picture, since you can go in person.
Yeah, exactly.
And then at 11:30, we're going to do a taste of Japanese culture. And so we're going to have somebody demonstrating vegetarian sushi, and you'll get to try some and learn how to make it.
Are talking to my heart. Vegetarian sushi. So it's not this raw fishy
right.
thing. It's veggies.
And so the reason we're doing that is because a local woman brings students from Japan, and they are coming, and one young lady is going to teach Japanese calligraphy and also give you an opportunity to use the traditional ink blocks and such forth. And the other is going to talk about ninjas and some of that history, and you're going to use some origami. And so we wanted to do the sushi with that, so it would be a whole thing.
And then at 2 p.m., we're going to do Living at One with African Nature. And we have a safari guide who's going to be introducing us to the Maasai, one of the most iconic tribes in Africa who live with nature still to this day. And you'll get to see lots of pictures of wild game and the nature, and it'll be an awesome presentation. So it's turned out to kind of be a cultural day, intentionally, unintentionally. So that's Saturday, March 29th.
That's an international day. You've gone from Spain to Japan to Africa, so I like it.
And that'll be the Saturday, March 29th. No registration. You can come for all or anyone that perks your interest.
Starting at
10 a.m. And it'll wrap up at 4 p.m. And more information can be found at ebonnerlibrary.org. on the events page. And I'm hoping, I know I got 1 second left, so I'm going to hope people come out Friday, March 14th, engage in some curious conversations, get to listen to some living books, and talk with folks you might never have met before about interesting topics.
Awesome. So we've got two wonderful things happening at the library, two of many wonderful things that go on at our library. Joyce, thank you so much. Thanks for being here. We're going to take that next break right now. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about a completely different program, very different, but yet it has a title that's similar. It's Classical Conversation. So stick around. We have a lot more just for you.
Selkirk's Pend'Oreille Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pend'Oreille. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pend'Oreille Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today. Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
The Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce Membership Luncheon is this Thursday from noon to 1 p.m. in the Community Room at the Umpqua Bank Building in Sandpoint. Team will be hosting. Seating is limited. To register, go to sandpointchamber.org.
American Heritage Wildlife Foundation needs your support. For over two decades, volunteers have been responding to ever-increasing demands to help wild reptiles, amphibians, birds, and mammals. American Heritage Wildlife Foundation is the only locally authorized conservation group providing rehabilitative care for injured and orphaned wild animals. Give time and talent. AHWF.org. AHWF.org.
News Talk 97.1. KSPT KBFI.
Everybody, welcome back in. As promised, we always keep our promises around here, don't we? Welcome to Nicole Cummins and Andrea Mathias. They are with Classical Conversations here in Sandpoint. This is such an exciting program, ladies. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. I'm going to start with you, Nicole, and I'd like you to explain to our audience what the overall program is for Classical Conversations. What is it?
Okay, well, first, Barbara, I want to say thank you. You are truly gifted in educating and engaging our community, and that is essentially what Classical Conversations is. It's a community where we can engage together, learn and grow together, be the lead learners in our homeschool journey. We meet once a week. And we use a curated curriculum by Classical Conversations. And there's multiple parts to the program, so we can get into that. But right now, we have three thriving communities in Sandpoint. We have some in Peace River and Athol, and there's over 2,500 communities now in 50 countries. So it is there is definitely some value in that. People see in getting back to the classical roots.
It's international and across America. I mean, yep. I knew it wasn't just local. So say that again. It's in how many countries?
50 countries.
And across America. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're one of those countries. So I want to underline that you're talking about homeschool communities. This is for homeschool parents. It's a curriculum for homeschool. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I think that we need to say up front, it is faith-based.
That's correct.
So if a family wants to come into this and they are not a faith-based family, are they able to still partake of the curriculum or come into the classes, or how does that work?
Absolutely, but they do have to sign a not a statement of faith of what they believe, but they would adhere to our principles while they are with our group.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's completely reasonable. I just think that's a really good way to allow people to come in and let them learn about faith in addition to the history and the languages and everything that's going on, but that they would respect that it is a Christ-centered curriculum. Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so Classical Conversations. So it is where do the classes happen?
Okay, well, there's three communities up here, like I said, and we have one at North Summit Church, one at First Baptist, and one at Kootenai Community, and they all meet different days, I believe. Right? Yeah, and I can kind of get into a little bit of more of what it is. You kind of asked that question earlier, and,
yes.
And Andrea and I both had some stuff that we can kind of...
Okay, we'll start us off, and then we'll get Andrea in on this.
Okay, yeah, so... first of all, the history of Classical Conversations gives you a great idea of what it is, because it started with 11 teenage boys in Lee Borton's basement. Hmm. She wanted to have some intelligent conversations, debate current issues, and these boys struggled because they didn't understand, they didn't retain the facts that they had learned or were learning, and it was very difficult to have a conversation without having that basis of that factual information to discuss and refer back to. And so that's when she created Classical Conversations, which kind of filled in those gaps.
Okay, so Andrea, mm-hmm. Let's get you in on this conversation. So... So there is a purpose that is in the way, Chris, you know, I don't know what you guys know, obviously, but to me, there is a purpose that has a definite goal. I mean, there's one thing about having curriculum, you learn math and science, but this has got some other goals for students to learn and thrive with, to carry on into the future. Is that an okay way to say that?
Yes. And it is very different from modern schooling because of the educational format. So the classical part of it is how people were learning thousands of years ago in ancient Greece. So it's very cyclical. You come back to the same topics year after year so that the students can get more in depth as they're a little bit familiar with it. Now they're older, they can go deeper into each topic.
So one of the topics, Andrea, is English, right? Mm-hmm. So how does English, like from year to year to year, just a little bit of an example of how that grows in complexity and in skills mm-hmm. and understanding for the students as they mature?
Okay. So our program starts with as young as 4 years old. And the 4 to 9 year olds are basically learning the same information, but at different depths. So my 4 year old might learn the definition of a noun by singing a song. Now the 4 year old doesn't know what a noun is or what it does, but they have this tune memorized to what a noun is. And then they would learn what a verb is. And it's just fun singing songs. And then when they're older, let's say when they're 9 and they join the next bracket, which is, we call the essentials program, then they're actually looking at English sentences and breaking down the grammar. Here's how we use a noun. Here's ways that you can find a noun in a sentence, stuff like that. And then obviously they, so when they're 9 to 12, they will be writing papers. So English in expression, right? And then in high school and junior high, they do more, they do less of the grammar breakdown in English, but they do more of the exposition, like writing it out. And
speaking.
Yes. There's a lot of speech and debate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. What do you want to add to that, Nicole, to help our audience understand if I enroll my student in this, let's say I have a 9-year-old, to use that example, what should I expect as a parent to help my student be successful at classical conversations?
Okay, so we...
Big question, I know, but...
No, we like to think of it as like the three C's. So classical, Christian, community. So the classical is a lot of memorization when you are younger, but it's not just memorization. You are memorizing a timeline of 161 events. You are memorizing history facts. You're memorizing, you know, a basis of information in each subject. And so then when you get to the older grades, you are actually using all that information that you're learning, and you're starting to get into debate, and that would be called the challenge program. So we have the foundations program and the challenge program. So the Christian is our whole goal is to know God and make him known. So all subjects are kind of weaved together, especially in the older grades, and they're all pointing to God to glorify him. And then with the community, we're all learning this information together. We're all memorizing, all the parents are also memorizing this information just naturally because we're helping our children do it. And it's a beautiful thing because we are the lead learners. And so we kind of look at it as a partnership with the tutor that's introducing the information weekly. And then they model this at home, or they model it in the community as to what we would be doing at home with them. And so they train us on how to teach this information to the kids.
You know, I just love this conversation. I know it may not be for everyone, but I need to do another program on homeschooling because it's nothing to be afraid of. It's not a challenge to government schools per se. It's just another option that some parents can take advantage of. And many parents, you know, they say it's the only way to go. Other parents say, you know, I just can't do that for whatever reasons. But this... Christian, classical learning, Christian learning, and community. I love the emphasis of how the parents are involved, and I think I want to say must be involved in this particular school process. So is this like full time? Like I'm going to enroll my child in classical conversations and this is it? This is their Monday through Friday schooling? Or we're doing things at home and you guys are augmenting through the classical conversation classes?
There's a lot of flexibility up to 9 years old because it literally takes you about 20 minutes a day, maybe 30 to learn this material. And then you can do a whole lot of other curriculum of your choice along with it. And you kind of can talk with other, you know, families about what they're using. When it gets into the essentials and the dialectic stage, there is more specific curriculum.
So we're talking about high school kids at that point?
We're talking 9 years old through high school.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it'd be middle school and high school. Mm-hmm. It gets more specific. All right. Well, there is a website. We're up against a break, but let me give you that. Where is that website? It's classicalconversations.com. Classicalconversations.com. I was on this website today. It is so easy to navigate. They have tons of information there, so much more than we're going to be able to talk about today. This is just to get you started and to get you interested in what this might offer your family and your kids. All right, we're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now.
For almost 100 years, Adams Tractor has been your trusted partner, helping farmers, homeowners, and businesses thrive with the best equipment, service, parts, and support. Whether you're plowing fields or tackling a weekend project, we bring the power of the number one selling Kubota tractors right to your doorstep. Adams Tractor, a name you can trust, built on 95 years of experience, dedication, and a passion for our community. Get your Kubota at one of our 5 locations today or visit us online at adamstractor.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Having recorded historically high sales volumes for Silverado heavy-duty trucks, Taylor & Sons has been granted special allocation by Chevrolet for a huge quantity of additional trucks that have hit the ground. In anticipation of our contractors and tradesmen getting ready for spring work, Taylor & Sons has ordered the most popular work-ready and comfort options in these Silverado 2500 and 3500 trucks. This additional allocation encompasses the spectrum of choices offered by Chevrolet, including gas or diesel engines, short or long boxes, work ready to luxury trims in a variety of colors. The best news is every Silverado 2500 and 3500 truck is currently on sale at Taylor & Sons with rebates and discounts as high as $5,000 off MSRP and interest rates as low as 3.9% APR OAC. You can view our entire inventory of new Silverado HD trucks online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevy.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. We've got it going on here in the Speak Up studio. We are talking about classical conversations. This is a homeschool curriculum, program, classes, teachers, and I just recommend that you go to their website, Classical Conversations. It is classicalconversations.com, so you can find out more, and you can call them, and you can get the information that you need, because we're just really getting to the surface. But this is one thing. When we were talking over the break, the word trivium came up. I don't even know what that is. What, Andrea, what is that? Who's going to answer that?
I can answer
it. Okay.
So the trivium is...
Trivium?
Yeah, it is Latin. It means three roads. So it has to do with classical learning, classical education, and the three stages of early learning. I think Nicole wanted to introduce the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of times when we think of memorization in the grammar stage, which is ages 4 through 12, we parents go, we think like that's just too much or it's boring. But for a child in that stage, their brains are naturally geared to absorb large amounts of information. In fact, they want to watch movies over again. They want to read the same books. Yes. They're just naturally geared, and it's something.
They memorize and these little books that you read with them.
Yeah, and yes. It's the time to get that information in their brains, because they will exit that stage when they get to the 12 through 14 stage. So basically seven subjects organize. This is one thing that really drew me to classical conversations. If you think about a grocery store, you walk into a grocery store, you pretty much know where everything is based on the organization of the grocery store. Well, these seven subjects introduce like a spine of facts for each subject on which you can hang all other pieces of information that you learn onto it. And so it really organizes your brain to know like what is the most important thing in each subject. And it's been amazing for my kids to learn this stuff.
Every time I have people talk to me about this, I just begin to see all over again how important this is and how valuable this way of learning is, this approach to learning and taking it in stages that you carry with you for your whole life. What's the next? Do you have the next road mm-hmm. for us?
Okay. Yeah. So the second stage is called the dialectic, which is kind of a weird word, but it's basically the back and forth. So when this kids are, you know, around 10, they start asking why for everything. Okay, well, you've taught me this, but why? Why is that the case? And sometimes people think that's them being impertinent or obnoxious, but they're actually trying to dig deeper in the information that they have.
And they're in the process of organizing
yes.
things.
Mm-hmm. So around 12 to 14 is when, in our program, it's when you are entering junior high age, challenge A, B, and the other levels. But they have a natural inclination to argue and debate because they're testing everything, but not just to be rude, because they're testing it to see what is valuable and what they want to do. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, just what is valuable with what mm-hmm. they have already learned.
And then
the third stage is called the rhetorical stage. So this is when they have, they're really familiar with the material now that they've learned and, ask good questions. And now in rhetorical, they can share their knowledge with others. They can express themselves eloquently. They can discern truth from falsities, and they can teach others.
You know, they say that if you can teach something, you really know
yeah.
what you're talking about. And that is the truth. That's why speaking on the radio like this, or speaking before a group of people where you have to organize your thoughts, and hopefully you have these skill sets to do it, if you can express it, then you definitely have learned it. It is just an amazing process to stand up in any kind, even a conversation around a table, and you can express what your opinion is or defend it or be curious about someone else's opinion and then respond. That is definitely a signal of a well-educated person. You don't just get personal about it. You don't get angry about it. You don't have that emotional thing that goes on the way that happens in our politics sometimes. It's just, I don't know, I just want to say it's just the intelligent way to go. Challenge. Okay, now you ladies, you're involved with the challenge program a lot. What is unique about that challenge program? What's happening in the challenge program, Nicole?
Okay, well, my kids are just getting ready to go into it next year, and so I'm going to be a Challenge A director, and Andrea will most likely be a Challenge B director. So Challenge A is essentially seventh grade, and they are going to be learning, in order to, like you said, debate well, they'll be learning analogies and learning how to avoid logical fallacies. Mm-hmm. So they're really becoming a persuasive speaker and writer, and they're going to write persuasive papers instead of just summarizing books or stories or having creative writing. They're going to be learning to persuade. And so I'm really excited about it. They do have a capstone event each year of the challenge, and the capstone event for Challenge A is the science fair, and then Challenge B is a mock trial. Challenge one is a debate, and so each year they have something special with each challenge program.
I just like it so much. This is why I always think if I could go back, I would go through a program like this. Not that I didn't get a good education. I thank God for my parents and my teachers, but still, there's just something so in-depth about this that if you can go into college or into the military or into whatever kind of training you're after, you have a real skill set for how to learn. I think you mm-hmm. mentioned that, yes. Andrea, about that they know how to learn then anything that comes their way, whether they're starting to do their taxes at 22, they can read that stuff and understand what's going on, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the big goals is learning how to learn because you want to have that. That gives you freedom for any new job, any new language you want to learn, or you're not dependent on someone or some program to teach it to you. You have the skills.
Exactly. Solid skills, challenging skills. And it's really in-depth education. I just can't say enough about this that I think is so important. We've got just like a minute and a half for one testimony. So tell us one thing as a mom, Nicole, that you like about this.
Well, when my kids were four, we were starting off in cycle three, and that is basically American history. And so I was just absolutely amazed that my kids were learning all these history sentences about American history. But then in particular, they learned the preamble to the Constitution. So that year, we got to go to the fair – or not the fair. Well, yeah, there was a big patriotic fair. So we got to go sing – they did – for ages 4 to 9-year-olds sang the preamble to the Constitution in front of the audience. And you saw these little kids sing. It was so fun. And then we also got to sing it in the parade at the 4th of July. And so it's just, it was fun to kind of show off that knowledge and all the hard work that they did.
You know, I'm not sure our audience, until they experience this and read in depth at classicalconversations.com, what we're really talking about, the depth of knowledge and the depth of, I want to say confidence, don't you mm-hmm. think, Andrea?
Yes.
That the students get, there is a confidence. And once you latch onto that and how strong your brain is, you just don't lose that.
Yeah.
You can just, goal. You are ready to go and keep going, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. And we, public speaking is a big fear of people, and
yes.
we practice public speaking every week in this program.
Yeah.
So it's just natural to them.
Because we're always public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people think it's like some speech you make at some dinner, but you are always public speaking. Every conversation, everybody you meet in the supermarket, you are always public speaking. And to be able to do that well. Well, I can't believe it. We've run out of time. I have to have you guys back. I thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much. That's the program for today. Thanks again to Joyce with the East Bonner County Library and Classical Conversations. I want to say the challenge curriculum, check it all out at classicalconversations.com. Okay, next week we're going to learn about, listen to this, our own version of DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. My guest is a guy called Joe Likens, and he's a Medicare specialist with the Area Agency on Aging, and he and that team are dedicated to educating all of us about Medicare fraud and how we can can protect ourselves and the Medicare program dollars. So until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying, please take care, slow down out there, love each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.